Good morning. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to welcome you to this time of worship with us this morning on this, the most glorious and joyous day on the Christian calendar, that day in which we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead. We are Calvary Presbyterian Church of Enfield, Connecticut, and I am Steve Thayer, the pastor. And we are so glad that you have chosen to share this time with us on this special day. I want to, if you would like more information about Calvary Church, you can go to our website, www.calvaryenfield.org. And there you can find information about who we are as a congregation, what are some of the activities that we offer. And also, if the Lord moves, there is a link where you can make an online donation. If you, at this point in your life, have a concern for which you would like prayer, you can let us know. You can send an email to prayer@calvaryenfield.org, and we will be pleased to pray with you. You can do that one of two ways. You could share your concern just in an email and send it, and someone will be praying for that. Or if you desire to have someone to pray with you over the phone, include your phone number and a convenient time for them to call, and someone from one of our prayer teams will get back to you. Would like to announce that this week, again, we will be doing a virtual coffee hour for the Calvary Church family. We did that last week, and we had probably 35 people who spent time chatting with one another and praying for one another. And so if you would like to take part in that, grab a cup of coffee or tea and sign in to Zoom 10 minutes following the initial broadcast of this service. And to get there, follow the link that will be was contained in the email that I sent out yesterday afternoon. Other activities that we have going on during this week, we are continuing with morning worship and prayer on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 a.m. to 9:45. We will also be having Wednesday evening prayer from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. And once again, if you would like to get on those, follow the link that will be sent out by email entitled This Week at Calvary Church. As we prepare to come before the Lord in worship, let us join together in prayer. God of life, we praise you for the miracle of Easter. We thank you for the hope that we have in the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. And we thank you that though we are scattered, we are united in Christ and united with one another as we celebrate his glorious resurrection. Send, we pray, your Holy Spirit to empower us for worship. Draw us close to you as we lift to you our praises and thanksgivings. Be especially close with those whose lives at this point are filled with pain, anxiety, loss, or deep sadness. Comfort them and give them hope. And we pray that we all may sense how the resurrection is for us a source of hope. And as we sing and pray and hear your word, may we find the joy that can only come from you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us join together in worshiping God in our call to worship. This is the good news. The grave is empty. Christ is risen. Alleluia. This is the good news. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never put it out. Alleluia. This is the good news. Once we were no people, now we are God's people. Alleluia. This is the good news. Christ is victorious over sin and death. Christ is making all things new. The Lord is risen, alleluia. He is risen indeed, alleluia. Let us now worship God and lift to him our praise and our thanksgiving. Let us pray together. Rejoice, heavenly powers, sing choirs of angels. Exalt all creation around God's throne. Jesus Christ, our King, is risen. Sound the trumpet of salvation. Rejoice, heavenly powers, sing choirs of angels. Jesus Christ, our King, has risen. Rejoice, O earth, in shining splendor, radiant in the brightness of your King. Christ has conquered. Glory fills you. Darkness vanishes forever. Rejoice, heavenly powers, sing choirs of angels. Jesus Christ, our King, is risen. Rejoice, O church, exalt in glory. The risen Savior shines upon you. Let this place resound with joy, echoing the mighty song of all God's people. Rejoice, heavenly powers, sing choirs of angels. Jesus Christ, our King, is risen. Amen. Eternal God, we praise you that your glory has dawned on us and brought us into this day of resurrection. We rejoice that the grave could not hold your Son, and that he has conquered death and is risen to rule over all powers of this earth. We praise you that he summons us into new life to follow him with joy and gladness. We praise you for his presence with us. Because he lives, we look for eternal life, knowing that nothing past, present, or yet to come can separate us from your great love made known in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us continue in our worship of God, singing a beautiful song that proclaims the great mystery of faith. Christ is died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
My mind to Calvary, where Jesus bled and died for me. I see his wounds, his hands, his feet. My Savior on that cursed tree, his body bound in tears, they laid him down in Joseph's tomb, the entrance sealed by heavy stone. Messiah still and all alone.
Praise his name forever.
as we prepare on this resurrection morning to hear God's word to us, let us join together in prayer. God of life, your Spirit raised Jesus from the dead. Your Spirit inspired the prophets and writers of Scripture. Your Spirit draws us to Christ and helps us to acknowledge him as Lord. We ask that now you will send your Spirit, as your word is proclaimed, to give us deeper insight, encouragement, faith, and hope through the proclamation of the Easter gospel to the glory of Jesus. Amen. Our first lesson for this morning is taken from the gospel according to Mark, chapter 16, beginning at verse 1. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary, mother of James and Salome, brought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go and tell his disciples and Peter. He is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. And our second lesson is taken from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 15, beginning at verse 12. "But if it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. More than that, we are then found to be false witnesses about God, for we have testified about God that he raised up Christ from the dead. But he did not raise him up if it is in fact true that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, you are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all people. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the firstfruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead also comes through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive, but each in his own turn. Christ the firstfruits, when he comes, those who belong to him. Then the end will come when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father after he has destroyed all dominion, authority, and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death." Here ends our scripture lessons for this morning. And our text is taken from Mark's Gospel, verse 4. "But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away." It was early in the morning when the women came, but they took no pleasure in the beauty of the dawn as they proceeded on their mission of sorrow and love. They labored under the burden of their bundles, the precious cloth and spices, to prepare the body of Jesus, to minister to him in death as he had to them in life. Their minds were fixed on the massive stone over the entrance of the tomb. "How will we possibly get in? Perhaps the guards will take pity and help. Perhaps we can can convince a sympathetic passerby to move it. They arrived at the tomb to find it deserted. No one there to help them now. But the stone was rolled away. They entered the tomb. His body was gone, crushed and confused. They wondered, who has taken him? A man in shining, gleaming, brilliant clothing appeared and proclaimed, he is risen. They remembered what Jesus had told them, and with joy yet fear ran to tell the good news. When the disciples heard, they could not believe it. People don't rise from the dead. This is nonsense. But just to be sure, Peter and John raced to the tomb. When they got there, they stared and wondered, for the stone was rolled away. In the courts of the temple, the scribes and priests began a new week. Passover was done. Now things could get back to normal. The followers of that pesky Galilean were still around, but now that he was dead, they would soon scatter. Our rituals and worship will go on as before. We do, however, need a new curtain for the temple. Our position is secure. Our traditions are safe from his radical and dangerous claims. But the stone was rolled away. In the palace, Pilate was up and wandering around early. It had been another restless night. Something about that Jesus haunted him still. True, the man was not strictly guilty and didn't deserve to die. But what was another of these Jewish teachers more or less? This one will cause no more trouble. The rule of Rome is secure. But the stone was rolled away. In the depths of hell, Satan and his demons rejoiced. We've won! We're victorious! The Son of God is dead. He came in weakness, and in weakness he died, and all this stuff about loving and forgiving and knowing the Father died with him. The kingdoms of this world still belong to us. All humanity is ensnared in our web of sin and destruction and death. Nothing can save them now. But the stone was rolled away. We watch the news. It seems like things are going to hell. Division and acrimony, abuse and exploitation, fear and anxiety surround us. The standards that once gave shape and meaning to a culture have crumbled. Self-fulfillment, self-interest reign supreme. There is nothing that can make this world a better place. We'd better just make the best of it. But the stone was rolled away. People around us struggle with the tedium of existence and ponder, or are past pondering, the meaning of their lives. Is this all there is? Maybe if I could just find the perfect partner or land the perfect job, maybe if I had the right friends or hit the lottery. Maybe if I can be successful enough or wealthy enough or popular enough. Maybe if I can find enough excitement, experience enough pleasure. Maybe if I can retreat into my own private world. Maybe if I drink or drug myself into oblivion. Maybe then I can fulfill or avoid my deepest longings. Answer my deepest questions, or just escape the pain of living. Or maybe not. Perhaps what we see is all that there is. Maybe there is no way to escape the drudgery and futility of it all. Maybe. But the stone was rolled away. We all know people who struggle with tremendous brokenness. Friends, neighbors, family, in the grips of addiction or wounded by strained and broken relationships. People pass in and out of our lives scarred by words or actions of people who should have loved them but instead brought shame and fear. people sitting watching this right now, struggling with things that they dare not bring into the light. Try as we might, we cannot seem to overcome. It seems inevitable that all of this must soon come to a very bad end. But the stone is rolled away. In every age and in every place, we all confront the reality of death. Something that's particularly poignant to us in this time of pandemic. Death, the end of everything we know. Death, with our expensive technology, can delay but never overcome. Death, in the face of such an enemy, who can live with hope? In the face of a reality so universal, so definite, so final, how can anyone dare proclaim good news? But the stone is rolled away. The stone was rolled away. Christ is risen from the dead. This remarkable truth is the core of everything we believe as followers of Jesus. If you look at a record of the earliest Christian preaching in the book of Acts, what do you see? The unwavering proclamation of Jesus crucified and Jesus resurrected. If you read the rest of the New Testament, if you look at the writings and the liturgy of the church in its first centuries, what do you see? The same affirmation. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. The resurrection of Jesus from the dead is the core belief of Orthodox Christianity. Unless Jesus was raised from the dead, we have nothing. The Apostle Paul was very clear about that point in our lesson for this Easter morning. If Christ is not raised, your faith is futile and you are still in your sin. In effect, Paul proclaimed that if the resurrection is not a fact, then we might as well give all of this up because we are wasting our time. If Jesus is not risen from the dead, then I need to find a new job because I'm preaching a lie. If Jesus is not raised from the dead, there is no reason not just to go ahead and live as we please, because all this stuff about self-denial and self-control and self-giving and sacrifice simply does not make any sense. But the stone was rolled away. First the women, then the disciples, then hundreds of others saw Jesus alive. The one who was crucified for our sin was raised by the power of God, bringing life and hope and victory. Because the stone was rolled away, Jesus has opened the way to life, true life. Jesus died so that the sin that separates us from God would be forgiven. Jesus rose so that those who trust in him might have new life. We are not just talking about life beyond the grave, though that is true. Alleluia. But a new quality of life, a new depth of life found in our relationship with God and our relationship with one another here and now. A life that opens us up to wider concerns than simply meeting our own needs. A life which calls us to look beyond ourselves, that we might give ourselves in love to the one who has first loved us. A life which gives us to the love and grace with which to love those around us, to seek God's purposes and show God's compassion. A life that calls us to be transformed, by which we can become new persons, remade in the image of God. We have this life because the stone was rolled away. Jesus' resurrection is not only a sign of life, it is also the promise of victory. I'll let you in on a secret. Those powers of darkness, those human and supernatural spreaders of hatred and destruction and fear and pain, they've been defeated. I know it doesn't always appear to be true, particularly in what we're going through now, but you see, the stone was rolled away. In Jesus' resurrection, the power of sin and evil have been broken. God's promise of a new day, a day free from all the evil that crushes and infects our world, is assured. And although we are in the midst of an intense battle between the kingdom of God and what Paul describes as the principalities and powers that oppress this world, we know who wins. Our risen Lord has defeated the power of the evil one and has given us authority in his name to stand and prevail. Now, he didn't promise that it was going to be easy. Those who follow the risen Lord need his strength to fight some pretty rough battles. First and foremost, the battle in our own hearts. But we know that we are on the winning side because the stone was rolled away. The stone was rolled away. We who trust in Jesus Christ have life and victory and hope. Hope is God's assurance that what he has promised will come to pass. As Jesus, God kept his promise by raising Jesus from the dead, so we can trust God to keep his promise of new life for us and victory in Christ. Now, that new life is not one constant experience of godliness and love and peace and serenity. As we seek to live in faithfulness to Jesus, there are a lot of ups and a lot of downs. And indeed, sometimes it seems that there are more downs than ups. But hope is the assurance that God will keep his promise. And though it may be a slow path, we know that he who has begun a good work in us will carry it to completion in and through Jesus Christ. However slow the progress, however often we seem to fall on our face and fail, God will not give up on us because we live in hope through the resurrection of Jesus. See, the advancement of God's kingdom is not one constant march of progress for the forces of truth and righteousness and love. There are many setbacks along the way. Indeed, the other side has convinced us all too often that they are winning, that the church is about to expire, that our culture and our families and our neighborhoods are irredeemable, that the human race is sure to destroy itself. But against all that, the resurrection gives us hope because the stone was rolled away. And not talking about naive hope that ignores the gravity of the need and the despair and the pain and the brokenness of this world, but a confidence and a hope that this will not be forever. God will set things right. Righteousness and love and truth will prevail. And we can see it worked out in our world today because the resurrection is the basis of our hope. Because the stone was rolled away, our lives can be different. Because Jesus is risen from the dead, we can live in hope. Hope in Jesus' promise of new life and victory, and that hope can radically alter our lives. As we surrender our lives to Jesus by faith, we can find forgiveness for the sins that separate us from God and new fellowship with our God because the stone was rolled away. As we die to ourselves, seeking to live in daily obedience to Jesus, as we seek to draw close to God, we can have the assurance of his presence and the promise of his grace because the stone was rolled away. As we experience darkness and brokenness in our own lives, we can know that we are not alone, for the one who was raised from the dead is the one who came to bind up the brokenhearted. The one who holds and carries us in times of despair will raise us to a time of joy because the stone was rolled away. As we look at the world around us, we can see hope even in the midst of an anxiety and confusion and disruption. For we know that God's purposes will triumph, and even in the midst of this can risk reaching out to work in love to extend God's kingdom because the stone was rolled away. As we look at our lives, we can know that there is a purpose for us, deeper than satisfying our own needs or meeting our own desires or just kind of getting by. We can know that God has a purpose that we be remade and transformed and renewed into the image of the God who created us, that we might live for his purposes because the stone was rolled away. As we ponder the mystery of death, we can be assured that this short life is not all the sum of our existence. For we can know that all who trust in Jesus will share his resurrection to eternal life because the stone was rolled away. Christ's resurrection gives us new lenses to look at the life, our own lives, and the life of the world. Lenses that allow us to view it not with a sense of despair, but a sense of confidence and hope. Confidence and hope in Jesus' victory. Confidence and hope that Jesus' purposes will be fulfilled. Confidence and hope that Jesus, through the power of his Spirit, through his people at work in his church, are making all things new. We can have that confidence and hope because the stone was rolled away. Christ is risen. Let us rejoice and be glad. Let us live in confidence, joy, and hope. For the stone was rolled away. Glory to God. Amen. Let us continue to worship our risen Lord in song. Let us now profess together what we believe. This is the good news that we have received, in which we stand, and by which we are saved. Christ died for our sins, was buried, was raised on the third day, and first appeared to the women, then to Peter and the 12, and then to many faithful witnesses. We believe that Jesus is the Christ, the anointed one of God, the firstborn of all creation, the firstborn from the dead, in whom all things hold together, in whom the fullness of God was pleased to dwell by the power of the Spirit. Christ is the head of the body, the church, and by the blood of the cross reconciles all things to God. Amen. Let us pray. God of mercy, we no longer look for Jesus among the dead, for he is alive and has become the Lord of life. From the darkness of death, you raise us with him and renew your gift of life within us. Increase in our hearts and minds the risen life we share in Christ, and help us to grow as your people toward the fullness of life in you. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord, who taught his people to pray together, saying, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Let us close our time of worship this morning, lifting up in song our Lord Jesus Christ, who is our living hope.
How great the declared the grave.
On this Easter Sunday, remember who you are. You are the people of the resurrection. You have been raised by Jesus from death to life. You are being transformed by him and used by him in the power of the Holy Spirit. Remember that you are resurrection people. And as you view the world through that lens, walk in his hope and in his promise and in his victory. Now receive this blessing from the letter to the Hebrews. May the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will. And may he work in us what is pleasing to him, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you this Easter day. Amen.